Okay, we have two no votes recognized. Is there anybody else that wishes to recognize? If not, let the record show that Senate Bill 145 goes to the Senate due pass with Representative Hanneman and Jones voting no. Senate Bill 150 relating to water again. Senator Bradbury, please.
Thank you. Senate Bill 150, under current appropriation statutes, for a permit to store water, there is a minimum fee of $100. That's current law. In addition, a permit requester must pay a certified water rights examiner to prepare required documentation. These costs may be a disincentive for people who wish to develop small off-river livestock watering sites. There is some real interest on the part of the Watershed Enhancement Board and the Water Resources Department to develop off-river livestock watering that keeps the cattle out of the stream. Senate Bill 150 authorizes the Water Resources Commission to establish fees less than those in statute for storage projects of 5 acre feet or less and for off-river livestock watering sites. The bill also requires that developers of an existing project must apply for water development funding within 5 years of the date when the project is operable. Amendments approved by the subcommittee state that no water rights certificate or permit is required if the water is to be used for a salmon and trout enhancement project certified by the State Department of Fish and Wildlife. Many of us have had many comments from people who are volunteers working very hard to restore the salmon and trout of the state, complaining about the requirements for water rights for small step projects, so this bill would have the effect of exempting them from that requirement. It's estimated that there is no significant fiscal impact with Senate Bill 150 as amended.
I know. Finished, maybe, but not done. Representative Jones.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman and members. This is one of those red flag situations, you know, that jumps up in front of you. And when you're talking about creating stock watering ponds away from a stream in order to keep the stock away from the stream, then that leads you to fence the stream. Or they're not going to, the cows are not going to drink out of an old stagnant pond when there's a stream running by. And this really could lead into something that would be almost unbearable as in some instances as far as livestock people are concerned. We are going through the Bureau of Land Management riparian designations for areas. In fact, the matter, it's hit us right on our allotment in Mount Hero County, and it's going to be up to us to now to take those individuals out there and show them that the streams are not deteriorating. I mean, the banks are not eroding or anything, and we've already started to do that. The thing that's alarming about this is that there's a lady in the Bureau of Land Management office in Vail that's ahead of the riparian area that's never been on our place yet. Yet they have designated both of the streams in our summer range as riparian areas. And I don't know all the details about this because I didn't hear the testimony, but you can bet I'll be looking at it when I get out of this meeting today. And so I'm going to vote no, just for
good measure.
Good measure, right?
Okay, that's fair enough. I've had worse reasons for voting no.
Mr. Chair, I'd reserve right.
Okay.
And I'll reserve by change from.
We need maybe a little further in depth.
I'd be happy to. It's very interesting to me that the what this bill provides is for the Water Resources Commission to allow those individuals, particularly those in the agricultural community, that are interested in developing off-stream watering. They're not required to develop anything. All we're talking about here is those people who are interested in developing those watering facilities would get a reduced fee from the Water Resources Commission. I mean, let's be very clear here. What we're talking about is allowing the Water Resources Commission to reduce fees for those people who choose to do something that has a beneficial effect on the stream. And I don't, there's nothing in the bill that requires anybody to do anything. It just allows the Water Resources Commission to reduce fees if they choose to do that.
Mr. Chairman, I will rebut Senator Bradbury in private.
You can take him to woodshed.
That's fair enough. I think so.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. On this issue, we discussed this at length in the subcommittee, and in fact, we went back to the budget of the Water Resources Department and placed a budget note in there, which says, in essence, what we wanted them to do was, if this off-stream impoundment is of significant benefit to the stream, then they may not even, they may be in a position not to even charge anything for proving up that new use of water. So we tried to make sure that that we protected landowners, and especially the livestock owners in this issue. And there's no, in my opinion, there's no secret attempt to try to force people into doing anything. When they want to do something, we want to make it as easy as possible and as cheap as possible for them to do that.
Okay, is there anybody else wanting to make a statement on this bill?
Sounds Mr. Chairman,
yes, Senator,
I want to reserve right to vote no also.
John, call the roll on Senate Bill 155, please.
Senators Roberts?
Aye.
Trow?
Aye.
Yee?
No.
Bradbury?
Aye.
Hamby?
Aye.
Hill?
Aye.
Representative Van Vliet?
Aye, but reserve.
Hanneman?
Aye.
D.E. Jones?
No.
Peterson?
Aye.
Burton?
Aye.
Hanlon?
Aye.
Soa?
Aye.
Co-Chair Gilbert?
Aye. And for the record, while we're at, while we are calling roll, let the record show that Senator Hanlon has been excused today for business other than her. He's somewhere else.
Senator Hanlon.
Yeah, he's been excused for businesses of other. He's not here. He's not in the house either. Okay, moving right along. Senator, let me announce.
Before we do, I'd like to explain my vote. I'm in favor of lowering fees, such as this bill provides.
Okay. With that,
you're such a good guy.
Senate Bill 150 will report as amended to the Senate to pass. Senate Bill 524. Senator Trow, please.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Senate Bill 524 creates a board of examiners of licensed dietitians within the Health Division. Currently, there's no state licensing or oversight of the profession. Anyone may claim to be a dietitian and offer advice, scientific or otherwise, to clients. The bill establishes initial minimum education and examination requirements for licensing and specifies continuing education standards for license renewals. A 7-member board will be responsible for ensuring that the requirements are met. The board will begin operating in January 1990 with an estimated 375 dietitians seeking licenses. The Health Division will provide $10,000 for startup costs, which the board will repay within 1 year. The board will hire a part-time executive secretary, 0.30 FTE, to maintain the office. Recommend approval.
Is there any further discussion? Senator Trow's request. Is there any opposition to sending Senate Bill 524 to the Senate with a due pass recommendation?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Does this bill include the licensing of the dietitians?
This sets up the board and the license fee.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to vote no on
that. That's fine. Mm-hmm. Let the record show that Representative Soa and Senator Yee expressed opposition to Senate Bill 524, and the bill will report due pass as amended.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Soas had his hand up, I didn't know if you noticed.
He wanted to vote no.
Did you want to talk?
I just explain my vote.
Okay.
I don't have any real problems with the bill. There's some language in there that is suspect to me, and we'll work on it when it gets to the House side and clean it up a little bit, and I think it'll be okay.
Okay. Well, I apologize. I thought you just wanted to be recorded as no.
Mr. Chairman, yes. I'm on a diet, but I'm not concerned with this. I'll vote for it.
Okay. Let the record show that Representative Soa expressed interest in amending the bill when it comes back through, and that Senator Yee also wants to vote no. Senate Bill 728. Senator Dutrow, please.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Senate Bill 728 adds clarifying language to those statutes creating non-general fund accounts which accrue their own interest. The new language makes it clear that these accounts are separate and distinct from the general fund, and the interest they earn is credited to the accounts. The Treasurer's Office has requested this legislation because changes in the financial environment and computerization of the operations will require new mechanisms for dictating when accounts and funds retain their own interest. The Treasurer's Office is requesting that similar language be inserted in all new legislation proposing the establishment of accounts and funds which would retain their own interest earnings. Senate Bill 728 does not change interest earnings for the general fund or any other account or fund within the state treasury. It merely brings consistency to the language and allows the treasury to computerize a manual process. The bill also adds two sections that would authorize the superintendent of public instruction to hold conference fees for training programs in interest-bearing accounts and to hold monies of educational related organizations in such accounts. It would also allow staff of the Department of Education to serve as executive directors of educational-related organizations. Mr. President, Mr. Co-Chair, this bill was recommended to us by the State Treasurer. It is mostly clarifying, mostly housekeeping, and the State Treasurer believes it's needed so that his operation can work in a better way. Recommend approval.
Representative Burton.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. I certainly am supportive of this bill, and it, as it first came to us, it was considerably more confusing when we got through with it in the clarifying language, as the subcommittee chair has pointed out. I think it raises another question, because we were given a list of all of these various accounts, and the policy question that really I think needs to be addressed is whether we need all of those. I looked down through that list, and there's a question in my mind whether we're really doing financial or cash management in this state in a fashion that we ought to, given all these disparate accounts. And I would think that at some point we would be able to move to perhaps look at elimination of some of those so that we have a more direct accountability. It brings up another question, which was raised in another measure that was in our subcommittee the other day with the Veterans Affairs, because we put out a bill that will require us to write a check on the 1st of July of this next fiscal year for about $60 million, and my question was whether or not we had that kind of money in the cash flow basis, which I'm assured by several people that we do, but I'm not sure we ever know that. So this kind of thing, and I'd like to see a $60 million check bounce, but there is a question that's raised when this comes up, and I think it was an issue raised in there, and I'd like us to, at some point, hopefully re-examine that issue. A hell of a bounce.
Kevin. Excuse me. The humor was that if it bounced, would they charge a $5 service charge? On a $60 million check.
for an overdraft.
Okay. Senator Roberts.
Mr. Chairman, I just want to call attention to the fact that while Senate Bill 728 was brought to the subcommittee by the Treasury Department, the subcommittee did add, as was indicated, two sections having to do with the Department of Education and how they making it clear that they could handle funds that were
not general fund money, not the money of the department at all, but just collected, say, fees for conferences, which were then going to be paid out for the, that were paid by the participants and were going to be paid out for them. I wanted to make the point, the Treasury Department objected to those two amendments because they didn't want their bill sullied with them. But we thought that they should be taken care of consistent with the other parts of the bill. I just wanted to call your attention to the fact that they opposed those amendments.
And for the record, we have a complete list of amendments on the desk there, which are very numerous in thickness of pages for those who want to look at them line by line. Senator Trill.
Mr. Chair, just related to Representative Burton's comment, I think his comment represents the thinking of the subcommittee, because we were initially very impressed at the first list of all of these accounts, and then they brought us an amended list with a lot of additional accounts, and we were sort of staggered by the numbers of them and wondered what we were being asked to approve all of a sudden. But then we were reassured basically that this was clarifying language and wasn't changing the status of any of those accounts or how the interest would flow in any of those accounts. So we were calmed about the extent of the bill from that standpoint. But I think we still had this feeling that here are all of these accounts existing from what time period way back in the past, we don't know. Whether or not they're still being utilized in any kind of important constructive way, how many of them are anachronistic perhaps and not needed, and there really does need to be a good look at all of that. And I think that's the message from that bill, that somehow or other in the interim there ought to be a good look at all of these accounts to see whether or not they're serving a purpose, they're needed, and if not, maybe we ought to get rid of some.
Is there further comments? Is there any objection to sending Senate Bill 728 as amended to the floor of the Senate with a due pass recommendation? Hearing none, so ordered. House Bill 2054 relating to corrections. Senator Trill, please.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. House Bill 20, is that 64? 2054 increases the minimum parole and probation supervision fee from $10 to $25. Judges may exercise the option of reducing the fee or waiving it in cases of financial hardship. The Department of Corrections estimates that the fee will generate in 1989-91 an additional $155,000 for field service operations. Option one counties, those that supervise parole and probation services at the county level, are able to retain the fees that are collected in their counties. So that's what the bill does, and it provides a little more money. It's needed, and recommend its approval.
Is there a discussion on House Bill by members? Is there any opposition to sending this as amended to the House floor? Hearing no opposition, that's what we'll do with 2054. House Bill 2112. Senator Hamby, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. One other bill requested by our state treasurer, House Bill 2112, relates to the federal cash management reform bill that is anticipated to be passed by Congress. And in order to comply with the anticipated congressional reform, the bill is before us this morning. It permits the establishment of accounts and funds necessary to keep track of interest earnings on federal funds in the possession of the state and on state funds expended in anticipation of federal reimbursement. Federal cash management reform legislation is expected to require that all interest earned on federal monies deposited in the general fund be turned over to the federal government. Likewise, the federal government would pay interest on all state money spent and subsequently reimbursed with federal funds. Although the legislation has not yet been enacted, it is expected that the interest exchange rate would be based on the average of the 13-week Treasury bill rates for the period that the funds are held. And I need to remind you that Oregon investment earnings have consistently been higher than the 13-week Treasury rate. Since federal legislation has not been finalized, The exact nature of the cash management reform is not known at this time. So the purpose of the bill is just simply to allow the affected agencies to be prepared to respond and participate in the establishment of implementation procedures that would be most beneficial to the state. Your subcommittee did receive testimony from the Treasurer's Office that there are 7 states that have been in a pilot project regarding this legislation are all supportive of the proposed congressional act. So I recommend passage.
Okay. Is there any discussion on House Bill 2112? Any opposition to sending it to the House do pass? Hearing none, so ordered. House Bill 2173 relating to water. Representative Sowell, please.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. This is the bill I referred to, 2173, when I talked about the water resources budget. Basically, what this bill would do would be to provide that instead of going into the general fund and being part of the general fund, fees collected from the Water Resources Department for certain things that they do, like water right applications and things like that, would go into a fund established in the Water Resources Department and would pay for programs and administration of those fees and those programs that required the fees. This bill was a fairly lengthy bill, and we amended out section 3 to 8 because it referred to basically to interest money accrued in the general fund, and we decided to leave that in the general fund and not credit it to the department. And then we set up a water resources operating account to put those fees into so that we could use the department could use them for administration. We also admit as part of the sections that we admitted was a section that would have allowed Department of Water Resources to keep some of the hydroelectric fees that they collect for the Department of Fish and Wildlife, and then they used to and still do transfer those Department of Fish and Wildlife for the work that Fish and Wildlife does in improving and doing work on dams and proposed dams that might interfere with fish runs. With that, I think the final, I would say, is it will provide additional $470,000 of other funds to be utilized by the department, and subcommittee recommends to do that.
Questions? Representative Van Leek?
Can you give me an answer, Brian? As the bill we passed with the state treasurer really sets up all of these accounts to as separate accounts to collect the interest, which was really probably one of the complaints of the department. Why is this bill needed now? It looks like it's a duplication of what we did with the omnibus bill that covered everybody setting up their accounts. Maybe staff can fill us in on that too.
Go ahead.
It's a new one.
It's a new account. Is it a brand new account?
Chairman, Representative Van Vliet, this is a brand new account that would create other fund dollars for the department that historically dollars went to the general fund. The revenue went to the general fund. There were fees collected by the Water Resources Department.
Okay.
They went to the general fund. Now this bill becomes law to dedicate those dollars as other fund dollars to the department.
Well, I think what you're going to see is everybody's going to want to do this.
Mm-hmm. We always have.
Well, one correction is we don't allow the interest, as most other funds are trying to do. We don't allow the interest to accrue to the department. It stays in the fund or in the general fund.
Chairman, Senator Roberts, I don't understand that statement when on page 2, lines 14 and 15 say all interest of any from monies received under subsection 1 of this section shall inure to the benefit of the Water Resources Department. Such monies and interest are continuous appropriate and so forth.
If you refer to the amendments that you have in your packet, we deleted those lines so that we deleted all reference to
I'm looking at A and gross. You amended A and gross, I take it.
Yeah, it's on the last page of our agenda,
sorry.
Frank.
Okay.
Okay.
We not only took that language out, we took out all of section 3 days.
satisfy your curiosity.
Well, you didn't create a fund then.
Yes, we added back and created a fund, but we took out Section 380.
Oh, I don't care.
Okay. Yes, Representative Hanneman?
Well, as this one came out, I was never sure. Either they do or they don't. And it was argued both ways until I was never sure where they went. Either they're in the general fund or they're with the agency. And there's no place else for them to go. And so I decided to go out in the hallway and smoke a cigarette.
For the record, John, this creates a new account, and the interest goes to the general fund.
Okay. Is that clear?
Good.
Well, Mr. Chair, then there's no advantage to the department. You can't have it both ways.
So you have to keep the fees.
These are new, Mr. Chairman, these are new fees. Comes back to the department as other fund dollars, new fee now that historically went to the general funds and did not necessarily get a dollar for dollar trade back in your general fund appropriation. It had nothing to do with your general fund appropriation. There wasn't a dollar for dollar exchange. These fees were collected by the water resources department. They went to the general funds, and then they got back to the appropriation. It wasn't an equal dollar for dollar. Now what this does is it gives them new fee revenue to spend as other fund dollars.
Without any legislative oversight?
Yes, through the budgeting process.
And there's positions that you just reviewed in the Water Resources Department budget that would spend a portion of these dollars, approximately $225,000 identified for a decision package dealing with water grid.
On a budget note, it will show next to biennium as revenue these fees in that account. In the next budget cycle, a line item will show that these are revenues accruing to the department, these fees.
But, Mr. Chair, may I respond?
Representative Hanneman.
It makes no difference because before they went to the general fund and were allocated back to the department anyway, all it does is some language that says there's another account. The dollars don't change. That was my conclusion. They went to the general fund, sure, but they were allocated back to the department. And so there's an account and there may be some comfort for the agency, but there's no change. And I think Mr. Rist disagrees with that. And,
Mr. Chairman, there was no appropriate reduction of the general fund appropriation. So their general fund appropriation was not reduced by this amount now that they will have the opportunity to spend as other fund dollars.
That scares the hell out of me.
Senator Hill?
So we have the general fund appropriation in this year's bill for the next biennium. And this will be other funds in addition to the budget, the general fund portions of the budget?
Yes.
So it represents a real enhancement of the agency's budget?
Yes.
Is it? Have we dealt with the Water Resources Department budget yet?
Yes, today.
So is this included in the expenditure limitation in the Water Resources budget?
Yes.
Okay, we're okay.
If this don't pass, they don't do it.
I'm trying to figure out exactly how this affects the budget. How does this affect the otherwise appropriated monies in the Water Resources Department's budget for the next biennium?
Representative Soa.
Thank you, Co-Chair. If you remember, or maybe you weren't here when I went through the budget is a total of 13% increase over